I'm Dave Mercer.
I'm Matt Pangrack.
Welcome to the Call A Weekly Sport Fishing Debate Show. And this one is, it's high time. It's high time. It is time to finally do it, Panger. The sport of bass fishing, as people talk about growing the sport, I mean, it gets bigger and bigger every year. And the biggest spectacle in our sport is the Bassmaster Classic. Mm-hmm. And I think that it is finally time that the Bassmaster Elite Series, the Bassmaster Classic, it's finally time to have on the water bleachers. Keep our calls.
Like at the launch facility, or like out on the water? So like at the Classic, there'll be a set of bleachers in Duck Creek.
Yeah. Well, situations are situational, but let's look at the takeoff first of all.
Okay.
And we'll just go back to the most recent Classic in Knoxville, Tennessee. Just imagine how incredible have been that if you had bleachers on the other side. So the anglers literally had to idle between the bleachers that were on shore and the bleachers that are on the water. But the bleachers
on the water bleachers, Dave.
Actually,
you just blew my mind.
On the water. I mean,
how do you get out there on the bass bus or something?
Well, no, but the bleachers can move. I mean, it's like one, you've seen the size of pontoon boats you see on Lake of the Ozarks and stuff like that.
Do you get out to the pontoon boat? Oh, you get on the boat and then they go out and anchor it.
Hey, boat leaves at 6:50 or whatever time and goes out there. It's full of the who's who of bass fishing. I mean, everybody likes to be special.
Mind, Dave, because then you can take the dang thing and you can drive around and everyone can sit in luxury as they watch your favorite angler fish, and you could do 2 hour.
That's right. It's right.
2 hour bleacher booze cruises for the Bassmaster Classic where they put you around Wolf Creek.
Yeah. On a set of bleachers. I mean, and literally a lot of this, I've been thinking about this for years, but a lot of this came from, like, if you look what F1 did in Miami and F1 did in Vegas. I mean, they literally created the venue. And I think that it seems shocking, but how incredible would that whole experience be? I mean, you have partners of tours that want to get exposed and want to have special access to things. That is the most special access. We could do all the on the water interviews right on those bleachers. So the boat pulls up, I do an interview with that said angler. All of those fine people are very close. There's an option. Beverages.
If I'm fishing, I don't want a bleacher boat pulling up on my honey hole, but.
Well, no, I'm talking about takeoff. We do the interviews. We're not rolling up, but the bleacher boat would have some rules and we'd have to be careful with it. And maybe we just start at takeoff. Maybe just takeoff is the cool part.
Weld a porta potty down to it there.
Oh, there's going to be
a grill a VIP. On the other end. Not the end of the porta potty, but you got to keep the sausages away from the commodes. But
we could have eliminated the anglers on the grill.
I can't keep this fast enough, Dave. You have intrigued me. My mind is turning now. But here's the other thing. You could have a bleacher boat that launches in Duck Creek, that launches in Ketchum, that stays in Honey Creek. You could have the major areas of the lake, each with a different bleacher boat. And then you go to the ramp there. And you hop on for a minimal fee. If you're a Bass Life member, maybe you get a free ticket to it. And then it goes out and, you know, they finally go, here on your left. It's kind of like one of those New York City tours. You'll see, a struggling angler or whatever. But you put a bass person or a Elite Series angler to kind of do the play-by-play for the bleacher.
Yeah. The bleacher creatures.
I'm buying it.
I'm all in.
Make it happen. Like this could, you need to make this happen. You need a good insurance agent and then you can make this happen.
Well, literally I'm just throwing it out in the world and hoping we can make it happen. I mean, I believe this little show that we do, Panger, has the power for
people. Do you know anybody
people.
At Bass?
I do, but they haven't listened to my bleacher idea. So now I'm just throwing it out in the public. I mean, but think about how cool some of that could be. There's so many cool, like when you go to the Bassmaster Classic, there is so many cool people from outside of our community, you know, whether it be the guys from Duck Dynasty, different folks that show up at those events because they're fans, because it'd be cool to have them on the bleachers. You know what I mean? Like you,
it
if
is.
You watch the start of F1 and Martin gets in the pits and does interviews with, it's a great day for racing. And he interviews all these different people, doesn't even know who he's, just walks around through the paddock and says, oh, hey, you're so-and-so. What's your experience like? I think it would just be a whole new element.
You want a VIP bleacher bass barge?
Yeah. Heck yeah. Okay. Heck yeah. Totally. And I mean, I might be foolish, but
you're on to something here. Like, I'm dead serious. You're on to something. Yeah, oh. I hope Chase Anderson watches this episode.
Well, I'll tag him on it. I guarantee he'll watch it, but I will send it to Chase. And I mean, I got other ideas we can throw out here. We'll just make it an even bigger extravaganza, because I'll say this. It sounds crazy. It sounds disconnected. And like most of my ideas, there is absolutely no budget connected to it. I have great ideas. No way to pay for them. But does it sound any weirder than when Ray Scott said, we're going to do a weigh-in in an arena? We're going to have people just walk across the stage and say, this is what your score was today, without even covering the sport, and fans are going to pile in there and freak out. I don't think it's any weirder than that.
Listen, I think it's very easy to pay for it. You have sponsors that cover some of it, and then you have pay to view, just like you would to get a pass for a Formula One or NASCAR or whatever it is. And for $50, you can take Junior, who's your high school kid, out on the bleacher bus in your favorite creek.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can do it to where there's 20 or 30, I mean, heck, Jeff Creed's carting people out to Crab Island 15 bachelorettes at a time. Why can't we pack them onto a bass barge and let them watch?
Crab Island, ironically, what a
I'm not sure that's name. The name of it. That was just, in hindsight, I could have picked a better name for the island. It could be white sand, Starfish Island, probably. Is it that much better either?
No, it's not. It's not. But this idea is good.
No tagging a Chase in this video. I'm sorry that I hijacked your episode.
I don't even care about the bleachers anymore. All of a sudden, I just want to go to Crab Island with Creed. Let us know what you guys
think. Let's wrap it up, Dave.
Call. It is finally time to have on the water bleachers in bass fishing.